Bienvenido a Kaiser Permanente. El doctor ya te puede ver. Verá que aunque eres muy activo, ahora te cansas más rápido de lo normal. Verá que a menudo almuerzas comida rápida.
Próxima ventanilla.
Verá que pones a tu familia primero y tu salud tiende a caer en segundo o tercer lugar. Y claro que verá que tienes el azúcar alto, igual que tu papá. En Kaiser Permanente trabajamos juntos para ver todo lo que tú eres y darte el cuidado que tú mereces. Kaiser Permanente, para todo lo que tú eres.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Glory, glory, Manchester United. Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. And in this episode, we'll be analyzing our last game with Brentford. Man, honestly, this is a total disaster. Man, starting this kind of games, I mean, losing these games in the beginning of the season, it does not speak well of the team. It doesn't even give us an assurance of an average season at least. Yeah, seems we are getting worse and worse and more. So now we lost the game to Brentford 4-0. Who would have thought that? Jeez, it was terrible because the all four goals were scored in the first half. I don't know, how will you start a game with a low drive? How will you start a match with no motivation, no drive, no strength? Like, why are you starting lazy? I don't understand this team. Honestly, this team is frustrating and there's no hope for a better future, honestly. You just have to be, I don't know, maybe just sit back and hope that things get better, because players themselves are not trying to make things get better. They're not putting the energy needed for things to be better. You don't win a game playing lazy as fuck. This is 2021. This is not, I don't know, even the old times, I don't know, maybe they play weak. I mean, all the teams are putting their best into every match now. So if you are going to a match lazy, the probability that you win the match is very low. Honestly, it was a disappointing game. We lost the game 4-0 and our players were not so sharp. Shaw was sloppy. Maguire always. Martinez so worst. Owens even terrible. Honestly, the team is not at a good place right now. Malaysia, I'm not feeling him as a player. I don't know. And just terrible. Although I felt Elanga and McTominay presence. And now we are sitting at the bottom of the table. I usually want to go rise above that, because in as much as we try to keep the hope up, the hope gets shattered every weekend. So I don't know. There's nothing much to really hope for. So going to the statistics, Brentford had 33% ball possession and we had 67%. They had 13 total shots, we had 15. They had 2 big chances, we had 1. They have 0 big chances missed and we had 1. They had 167 accurate passes and we had 444. They had 6 fouls committed and we had 15. They had 1 offside and we had 2. They had 8 corners and we had 2. 3 shots, they had 13 total shots and we had 15. They had 3 shots off target and we had 7. They had 7 on target and we had 4. Imagine us playing the ball wide. You're playing the ball wide into the air and you're expecting a goal. That's not possible. We had 3 block shots and they had 4. None of the shots hit the woodwork. We both had 7 shots inside the box. They had 6 shots outside the box and we had 8. 3 passes. They had 255 total passes and we had 525. They had 167 accurate passes and we had 444. They had 57 passes in their own half and we had 133 in ours. They had 110 passes in our half and we had 311 in theirs. They had 20 accurate long balls and we had 17. They had 2 accurate crosses and we had 5. They had 16 throws and we had 23. To the defense, they had 4 tackles won and we had 7. They had 8 interceptions and we had 12. They had 4 blocks and we had 3. They had 13 clearances and we had 22. They had 4 keeper saves and we had 3. And the duels, they had 38 duels won, we had 42. We both had 28 ground duels won. They had 10 aerial duels won and we had 14. They had 8 successful dribbles and we had 10. We had 4 yellow cards, they had none, and there was no red card. Honestly, in my opinion, we played better in the sense that we possessed the game. But they played better in the sense that they knew what they wanted to do. They executed their plans perfectly, if not perfectly, but at least they caught us sleeping. We should not be so, honestly. To the player statistics, player of the match was Mathias Jensen. And in the top 10 player ratings of the game, we only had McTominay. Who happened to be the 9th out of the 10th? How's the total shots, Cristiano Ronaldo had the highest, he had 6, followed by Bruno Fernandes, who had 3, then Rashford had 2, and Eriksen had 1. And in the top 10 total shots of the game, we had 4 players. So the pass success, Eriksen was the highest, he had 61, Dallas had 46, Maguire also had 46, Bruno Fernandes had 44, Luke Shaw had 31, Fred 30, Martinez 29, Ronaldo 26, and McTominay 26. And the top 10 pass success rating of the game, we had 10 players. Like, we dominated the passing, but honestly, we never knew what we wanted to do. Because if we knew what we wanted to do, it wouldn't end like that, honestly. Our total shot missed shows our position was wrong at the end of the day. So that was terrible for us. Three successful dribbles, Rashford was the highest, he had 5, McTominay had 2, Elanga had 2, Dalot had 2. In the top 10 successful dribbles of the game, we had 4 players, and the tackles won. Fred had 1, Bruno Fernandes had 1, Rashford had 1, McTominay had 1, Sancho 1, and Martinez 1. And in the top 10 tackles won rating of the game, we had 6 players. A very bad game after 10. Sitting at the bottom of the table. Hope you remember that. Now let's go to the blog post to see what the bloggers have to say about our team. Now this is a crazy one, cause that's where our mind is right now as a United fan. It says, Manchester United supporter trust issue withdrawing attack after Brentford humiliation. Let's dive in. Manchester United supporters trust and released a damning statement following the 4-0 defeat to Brentford on Saturday. Erik ten Hag's side put in such a dismal performance against the Bees that the supporters have made a rare comment on an individual fixture. What you have witnessed tonight is an embarrassment, no, a humiliation, for Manchester United fans, the statement read. However, despite the players and managers' embarrassing performance, the blame of the result lies on the owners of the club, according to the supporters' trust. Indeed, Manchester United's fall from grace has coincided with the arrival of the Glazer family 17 years ago, honestly. While the Americans are sound businessmen, their ability to run a football club has been shown to be incredibly poor, and the club now finds itself in such a state that the supporters are calling for the owners to sell the club in order to prevent future decline. We don't normally comment on matches, but extraordinary times call for a different approach. What you have witnessed tonight is an embarrassment, no, a humiliation for Manchester United fans. And yet, in many ways, it was not a surprise. It feels like the culmination of a long-term direction of travel. Honestly, it wasn't a surprise. As we were scoring the goals, I was just smiling like, this is how terrible we are at the moment. Must all the owners of the club primarily responsible for this new low in a decade of decline. Alex papered over the cracks, but since 2013, consequences of our owners have been plain to see. On behalf of Manchester United fans everywhere, we demand urgent and radical change. Yes. And we as fans, all of us, need to stick together. Fans unity with one voice aimed at the owners and the club is needed more than ever right now. Finally, as the fans in the ground today show, we will always support the shirt, support the team, and defend the club. Our flag is deepest red and we will never die. Yes, honestly, we need to like raise a petition against these guys. Because just get him out of the club and have a football minded owner at least. Don't have to be concerned about the team winning games, not someone that won't even come to games. There's another blog post here that seems funny. It says, Erik ten Hag rages at Manchester United players for rubbish performance. Yes, that's rubbish. Erik ten Hag ripped into the Manchester United players after watching his side lose 4-0 against Brentford. Ten Hag oversaw some impressive performances in pre-season, but their Premier League campaign has got off to a dreadful start, honestly, and sitting at the bottom of the league. United lost 2-1 to Brighton on the opening weekend and then produced an abysmal first half performance against Brentford. The Beast took the lead when Josh Dal Silva's team shot squirmed through David De Gea's hands and next to the back of the net. Ben Jensen, Ben Mee, and Brian Bueno also got on the score sheet, and United couldn't register a response. While the manager refused to pick out any individual players, he didn't hold back when asked to explain the first half capitulation. "It's quite clear," Ten Hag told Bein Sports after the game. "It's rubbish, poor, and we need higher standards than that. That's clear. Honestly, the whole world knows that. Even if you're not a Manchester United fan, you know that we need an higher standard. Like, you can never win trophy with that kind of standard. No. It's not done anyway." According to the Times, the United squad were due to have a day off today after playing against Brentford, but Ten Hag was so furious with their performances against Brentford that he told them to report to quarantine on Sunday morning for an extra training section. Honestly, I think this is beyond training section. This is about mentality. They can play well, they have the ability, but they are not ready. If you're not ready in your mind, you cannot be ready physically. He reportedly made his players run 13.8 kilometers during the exercise, as Brentford ran 13.8 kilometers more than United at the G-Tech Community Stadium on Saturday afternoon. The 52-year-old will now be looking to start his squad with some new signings before the transfer window shuts at the start of September. "We need new players and quality players," Ten Hag said after the game. "We'll do everything to convince them to come." United have been able to sign fullback Tyrell Malicia, midfielder Christian Eriksen, and centre-back Lisandro Martinez. Honestly, Lisandro Martinez's impact is not yet seen yet. All I'm saying is flop. But they have struggled to land other targets. According to the Daily Mirror, Ten Hag and his advisors are furious with how he has been let down in the transfer market. He made Barcelona's Frankie de Jong his top transfer target, but they are here to agree personal terms with the midfielder, and Chelsea are reportedly looking to hijack the deal. United have also been linked with Adrian Rabiot, Cody Gakpo, Sasa Kalajic, and Serge Milinkovic-Savic in recent weeks. Honestly, I don't think the training changed the thing. We need new signing first of all to get new mentality in the team. If you are a motivated player, yeah, you'll be motivated also. But right now, I think the team is just a party team. They just want to get their money and play bullshit. As I said, it's rubbish. Honestly, this blog post seems like I shouldn't end there. I should continue reading. Let's take another blog post. I think this will be the last. It says, Manchester United optimistic of late deal for attacker after £50 million bid rejected. Okay, let's dive in. It says, Manchester United have not given up hope of a late deal for Brazil winger Anthony. Report Go Brazil. The report states, United had an earlier offer of €60 million. That's £50 million. Pound down. Really? United have not given up and believe Ajax will relent on their €18 million asking price, that's £7 million, and come to an agreement before the transfer deadline. Go Brazil report, Manchester United believes that in the final stretch of the window, Ajax can accept a lower value than expected to sell the Brazilian. Yeah, I think so. Honestly, we need a good forward. Our forward is still floppy. Anthony has had an excellent start to the season for Ajax, scoring 2 goals and providing 2 assists in 3 matches. Jeez, that's 4 goals involvement in the start of the season already. Then, the winger is an exciting talent with game-changing trickery, reminiscent of a young Ronaldo, and he would add flair and pace to United's forward options. The team's only strike in the first 2 matches came through an own goal, and additions clearly need to be made to the attack. Whether Ronaldo stays or goes is a situation which needs to solve him, with Spanish journalist Goylen Balague linking him to Atletico Madrid again yesterday. Even if Antonio signed, United would have to sign a goal scorer, and it's difficult to acquire a good one at this late stage of the transfer window. Spanish outlet Cope has linked the club with a deal for Espanyol striker Raúl de Tomás, who scored 17 goals last season. But that's thoughtful, but at least, honestly, we need to get a goal provider like Anthony, because he can make the dribbles, he can make the runs, and we need people like that in our team. Bruno Fernandes is not so good like that. Honestly, he plays a lot of try and error football that I don't really feel, but we'll see as it goes. And honestly, I want us to like have a good run this season, but man, the hopes is shallow this moment. Very, very shallow. But that's the end of this blog post. And in our next game, we'll be facing, man, this needs deep breath, because honestly, with our first 2 games, I'm not expecting anything in this next game. I just hope we come out with a draw at least, just to have a point, because we have not had anything this season. And looking at where our team is right now, I don't see us defeating Liverpool. That's the fact. But I really hope we can do something against them. So, facing Liverpool in our next game, and we hope it goes well for us. So, see you guys in the next episode. And until then, remain red, and forever remain red.
Wait. With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.